At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Did you know it's Hot Take Tuesday?
I did. Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe.
Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
617-655-1234. It is Hot Take Tuesday. You can call or text us with your hot take. Kennedy, I always love it when you go first. What do you got for us?
There is never, ever a reason to reply all.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I don't think would anybody argue against you on that one?
I have no notes.
I don't know that that's a hot take. I think everybody agrees with you.
Is that why I get so many reply alls in my inbox? Because no, it's not. No one agrees with me because people do it every single day.
Get them. I love fired up Kennedy.
Like if you're put... I mean, I hate to explain it. A hot take should just sit and land. But sure. What I mean to say is if somebody sends, hey, I'm going to be on vacation these days, I will be unavailable. And you send it to a whole bunch of people, right?
And then somebody...
Have a great time. I don't care. Send that to them and them alone. If it's a message you're sending to someone, send it to me. You don't got to send it to everybody else. They don't care.
You're preaching to the choir. And 90% of our meetings could be emails.
That's another one. Save that for another Tuesday.
All right, next Tuesday, I'm going to yell about that.
Producer Dan, Hot Take Tuesday. What do you got, my friend?
All of these live-action adaptions and CGI remakes and just reimaginings of old shows are lazy, soulless cash grabs by Hollywood.
It's Hot Take
All of
Tuesday.
Can you give me an example?
Tuesday.
Every single Disney movie that's remaking 90s animated movies and just doing the same exact script, scene for scene, shot for shot, just to make $1 billion in the movies.
I gotcha.
They're all, make new movies. Make a new story. We've seen that. It's the same exact movie. Or this new Harry Potter series. I love Harry Potter. I've read all 7 books. I've watched all 8 movies.
Right.
I'm not going to watch this series because we have 7 books and 8 movies.
You're gonna
watch
it.
I'm not going to watch it. And it is the same exact story. Make something. It's all lazy, soulless cash grabs.
Crime podcasts are the absolute worst, and they are the ruin of our society. I hate true crime podcasts, and I think they're awful.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday. Everybody loves true crime podcasts.
My girlfriend loves them and is actually going to a live show of her favorite true crime podcast.
I would contend you might not be listening to the right ones.
I'm going to tell you,
I don't like them either.
They are awful. They a lot of times they are done poorly. I have heard true crime podcasts where they're laughing and joking about things that are going on.
See, your blanket statement doesn't hold because like Serial was one of the best podcasts ever.
I agree. There's one.
No,
the other 5 million of them is an opportunity for you to watch a car wreck, and it's not good for your mental health. Turn them off. I said what I said. Don't at me, bro. Or if you want to call in and give us your opinion.
The whole point of this is to at you, so...
617...
It's like the whole bit.
655-1234. It is Hot Take Tuesday. Kristen is from Brighton. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
Hot Take Tuesday. What do you got?
It's a bad one. I don't want Brad Marchand to win the cup.
No!
Hang up on her!
Burn it down!
What are we talking about?
Everyone gets their say here. The floor is yours, my friend.
Thank you. I'm a huge Marchand fan, huge hockey fan, grew up playing myself, but I don't like the Panthers and I don't like the Canucks, so let's go Trent Frederick and the Oilers.
Let me ask you this. Did you root against Tom Brady when he went to Tampa Bay and won a Super Bowl?
I did.
Okay, at least you're consistent on that one.
Okay, so I just disagree with you on all fronts. Okay.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Okay. We appreciate it. Hot Take Tuesday. Thank you, Kristen. Elizabeth is from Uxbridge. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Okay, I have people that block the grocery store aisles.
So if you're going down the aisle and there's, you have a carriage and there's someone coming the other way, don't stop your carriage in the same spot that they have theirs on the other side so nobody can get through or by. Also, don't stop your carriage and then stand on the opposite side of the aisle in front of your carriage looking at all of the groceries trying to figure out what you want because you're blocking the entire aisle. People behind you are waiting to get by. I'm not in there to chit-chat. I'm not in there to just stand around. I'm in there to get my stuff, pay, and get out.
Sidebar, once you're done and you've gone through and you've paid for your groceries, don't stop and look at your receipt for 10 minutes. Right there.
Yep. Tuesday. Big fact.
I swear they didn't screw you. I promise.
Don't leave your cart in the middle of a parking space. Put it away. There's carousels everywhere.
Thank you, Elizabeth. She's been waiting to get that off her chest for,
that felt good.
For years. She's been waiting to get that one off her chest for years.
Good.
It does feel good. We are here to defend our hot takes.
Or just let you say what you need to say.
I will cut you off in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
We are hoping for Brad Marchand to bring home the trophy, right, Dan?
Oh, absolutely. Shout out to the little ball of hate.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
That's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.